This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
How does it feel knowing that when you send money to Washington, D.C., federal employees inside the FBI, the DOJ, and other agencies are taking your money, taking salaries and pensions and benefits, and using that to commit treason against your country? Because that is what has come out of the Horowitz report, the IG, you know, Department of Justice Inspector General. 400-page report showing that the FBI has a culture, which James Comey even calls a deep culture. He said, it's not a deep state, it's a deep culture. It's a culture of treason. And it's beyond James Comey and beyond Peter Strzok. It's others inside the FBI. The agency is an agency of treason and traitors. And the agency is funded by your dollars. Because I got to tell you, you know, I'm not one of these people that's a tax protester. I pay the federal taxes. The IRS levels taxes, and you can argue, I guess, about the legality or illegality of it or unconstitutionality, whatever. That's not my focus. So I send money to Washington like you do. And I notice a couple of things. And number one is that why is it that when these people in Washington, D.C., when they commit crimes, they never go to jail, do they? Nothing ever happens to them worse than maybe losing their job. And usually, even when they lose their job, they get all their benefits. Meanwhile, those of us in the private sector, if we did anything even close to that, I mean, just a sliver of what they do every day, we would be in prison. We would have our companies shut down, our assets seized, because the federal government, or at least parts of it, such as the FBI and the DOJ under Obama, have become weaponized enemies of America. That is the takeaway realization from this IG report, that you can't avoid the conclusion that the United States government, or elements of it, in particular the FBI, the DOJ, and the White House under Obama, and even the IRS under Lois Lerner and so on, have become enemies of the people. They have become a clear and present danger to our liberties. The FBI is a threat to our liberty. Think about that. The FBI sought to actively overturn the outcome of a democratic election. The FBI conspired with the media. We now know that FBI agents took bribes to leak information to members of the press, as they call themselves, to try to smear Trump and overthrow the election and get Trump out of office. And this is why they were even trying to install Hillary Clinton for months after the election. Remember how they resisted the Electoral College votes and how they tried to have a coup on the swearing-in day, the inauguration day of President Trump? I mean, it's incredible. And the thing is, they're using our dollars against us. That is what makes this so outrageous. This is the kind of thing that previous generations of Americans fought the War of Independence over, you know, the Revolutionary War. It was a revolution to say that we're no longer going to be slaves to the crown. And yet here we are again, you know, 220 plus something years later, in the same situation where Washington, D.C. is now the crown. And all their people get away with endless crimes, and they can commit treason, and they confiscate our money at gunpoint from us, right? They skim off the productivity of workers like you and I. Here we are running honest businesses and putting in overtime, earning money, sending money to Washington because we pay the taxes, and then they use that money to try to overthrow our country? For God's sake, people, this enough is enough. This has got to be answered. We've got to arrest these people. The DOJ, Jeff Sessions needs to get off his ass and issue indictments for treason for dozens of people, if not hundreds, inside the deep state. It's time to round these people up. I mean that. It's time for the DOJ to round up the traitors inside the government. Round them up. Put them in handcuffs. chain them together, walk them down the sidewalk for a perp walk. Look, at these are the people who betrayed your country. These are the traitors who tried to steal your democracy. That's what I want to see. And I know that millions of Americans agree with me on this point because we've had it. Sending our money to Washington so that these criminals inside the FBI can use it against us and try to criminalize us as citizens while they get away with treason scot-free. We've had enough of it. We've had enough. We've reached our limit of looking the other way, our limit of blind trust in a government that is actively working against the United States of America. We are sick and tired the way Obama was a treasonous operator, how he gave nuclear weapons to Iran. Well, I mean, he maybe gave isn't the right word. He funded nuclear weapons development and helped them acquire more nuclear weapons and ballistic missile delivery system technology and so on. Obama is a traitor to our country. And that's why these actions in the FBI took place under Obama with the permission of Obama, by the way. Obama's criminal. He needs to be arrested too. We need a roundup at the federal level, at the DOJ level, maybe Capitol Police involved. I don't know. Trump needs to have somebody go throughout Washington, D.C. and put these people in handcuffs and charge them with treason and lock them up and give them a fair trial. I always say that. Give them a fair trial. Everybody should have a right to a fair trial. But if they're found guilty, deal with them appropriately. Let the court decide what that punishment should be. Life in prison, death penalty, all of these things are options to the courts when people are found guilty of treason. And there's no doubt in my mind that these people are guilty of treason, because the evidence speaks for itself at this point. And we, the people, we've had enough. Just sick and tired of being trampled on every day, the government taking our money and taking our rights, taking our liberties, while they are the criminals inside the FBI. An agency that I used to support, by the way, I used to support the FBI thinking, oh, they're investigating things. The Federal Bureau of Investigations, right? Well, they need to change their name to the FBT, the Federal Bureau of Treason. That's what they've become now, a bunch of treasonous, anti-American, deep state operatives who belong behind bars, frankly. And now we learn it wasn't just James Comey. It wasn't just Peter Strzok. It was a lot of agents inside the FBI conspiring, colluding to overthrow our nation. If these people don't face prison time for their crimes, then we don't have a USA anymore, frankly. And at that point, I'm just going to argue for secession. Just leave the damn United States of America. If it's so corrupt and so bankrupt in terms of morality and justice, then what's the point in remaining a participant in the United States of America when we should peel off Texas and have the Republic of Texas or other states, you know, or break the country into 5 or 10 geographic regions that more closely resemble the cultures that we have in this country? Because the federal government, if they don't jump on this and round these people up and prosecute them, I've lost all faith in the federal system, because the Department of Justice has become a joke, especially under Sessions, who's just another kind of a traitor. Not that he carried out the crimes, but he sat back and did nothing while he knew these crimes were being swept under the rug. Just unbelievable what these people pull off and get away with, and we're all sick of it. So join me. Call for real justice. Call for prosecution of these traitors. Call for justice to finally be served in this country against those who tried to overthrow the country, nullify our democracy, reverse a democratic election, and destroy the very fabric of public faith in the election process. That's what the FBI did. The Federal Bureau of Intervening in Elections is what it maybe is. The Federal Bureau of Imbeciles. I don't know. These people don't deserve another day of support from us. They are criminal, deep state, traitors. They are an enemy of the state. They are an enemy of America. And until they get arrested and tried and prosecuted, I don't have any more faith in anything happening at the federal level, except from Trump himself, who's trying to fight all this as well. And Trump is, you know, he's in a swamp. He's surrounded by swamp creatures all day long, and swamp creatures protect each other. And the swamp creatures commit crimes nonstop. And then they exonerate each other for all their crimes. And then they collude and conspire to try to overthrow the election because they didn't like the result. This is what we're facing right now. We need people like Trump to go in there and clean house. Go Trump. He's the only one, it seems, doing anything useful right now at that level. It's just incredible. Read Trump.news. And we've also got a website called FBICorruption.news. Oh, and also JamesComey.news, come to think of it. And a new site called BarackObama.news. So you want to read about all their crimes? Just check them out. Check out all those websites. I think we even have RobertMueller.news as well. Just check them out. You'll see. We're documenting it every single day because we're real Americans. We want our country back, for God's sake. And we're not going to stand back and be silent and just bow down and surrender to the corruption and criminality that we now know has infested and lurked inside the FBI for who knows how many years while they're burning our tax dollars and committing treason against this country. It's time to lock them up. That includes Hillary Clinton. Lock her up. Drain the swamp. Lock her up. Build the wall. Make America great again. Stick to the basics. Get that done.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.